The South by Southwest Music Festival starts this week, and for the first time ever, NPR is sending a team to Austin, Texas, not only to document all the rock and roll, but to bring it directly to your ears. NPR Music will webcast and broadcast three concerts during the festival, featuring bands like REM, Yo La Tengo, My Morning Jacket, and Vampire Weekend. Music and radio together at last. Why didn't someone think of that earlier? Such a good idea. In the studio now, we've got someone who happens to be a South by Southwest expert. Maybe that's too strong.
That is very strong. I would
someone who is
that.
Not a neophyte. You have been there before. Carrie Brownstein played in the group Slater Kinney for many years and now writes the Monitor Mix blog for NPR Music. Thanks very much, Carrie.
Thanks for having me.
So when was the last time that you were there, that you were at South by Southwest? What were the circumstances?
I believe I was there in 2005 and 2006, so it has not been that long. The circumstances were basically that I was playing with my former bands. We played once as part of a label showcase, which is pretty common. Bands usually play a few times during the week, usually a label showcase, maybe a party, and then some random thing that they get roped into at the last minute. And we were playing a Sub Pop label party.
And what's the vibe like for people who've never been there? I mean, everyone talks about how Austin is this cool kind of music town, quaint, but is it like that?
It's like being in airport security for 3 days straight. I mean, it's just like, where's your laminate? Can you stand over here, please? Like, everything is just crazy. I mean, it's kind of stressful.
Yeah.
It's kind of like speed dating, except you're not dating. You're just running into people over and over again and having really short conversations.
No one buys you dinner.
No one's buying you dinner, and you don't feel as judged. I've never done speed dating, but I imagine that it's awful. But I should clarify, South by Southwest is not awful. It is just very hectic, and you are just running from place to place. You're tired. And I'll be honest, when people heard I was going, they actually thought I would have a better time now that I wasn't playing. Because
is this the first time you're going as a spectator?
Of course. I would probably not be going if it weren't for NPR, and I'm very excited to go with NPR. I think we're going to have a lot of fun down there.
And what are you going to look at? What are you going to see that's different this time through your non-performing eyes, do you think?
Well, I'll have less tired eyes, so I'll be seeing with clarity, hopefully. At least the first day, I won't be tired. And then after Bob Boylan and I broadcast for 13 hours straight, I don't know what I'll be seeing. Everything will have a strange hue over it. I suppose I'm just excited to go without the anxiety of knowing that I have to perform and being able to truly enjoy the spectacle of fans and musicians and local Austinites, if that's what they're called. I don't know what local Austin
We'll find out. They'll write us and tell us what they're really called.
Yes, we'll get angry letters.
Do you have friends who are performing?
Yeah, I have quite a few friends. But for the most part, I'm looking forward to just seeing bands that I've never heard before. Maybe a band that's opening for a friend's band, or just stumbling into a room and hearing something new and exciting and being able to leave there with a new favorite band. So I'm going in very optimistic, which is, you know, honestly not kind of not like me
it's
at all.
It's not your natural disposition.
No, not really. But at least right now in this moment, I'm pretty excited to go down there. And yeah, I think it should be a good time.
Is there anything in specifically that you're looking out for? Any band in particular that's already caught your ear, pricked your ear up that you're going to be listening for?
More so than a specific band. And I think this is rare right now because of, you know, being able to download specific songs or the way music is sort of compartmentalized. But there's actually a label or a triumvirate of labels that seems to be consistently putting out great music, and it's rare to even know what labels exist anymore. But it's they're based in Bloomington, Indiana, and it's Jaguar, Secretly Canadian, and Dead Oceans, and they put out Bon Iver, Black Mountain, Lady Hawk, Jens Lehmann, so many great bands, and they have a showcase. And the only thing I know is that I will be there. I will be at that show for sure.
Come hell or high water.
Yeah. Unless Bob Boylan somehow.
He's a taskmaster,
I know.
Bob.
If he doesn't let me go there, we're going to be in a big brawl.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by to give us the lowdown and tell us what you're looking forward to. We appreciate it. And we will be listening as well. Carrie Brownstein played in the group Slater Kinney for many years, as you know, now writes the Monitor Mix blog for NPR Music. Hey, thanks, Carrie. Have fun.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Safe travels.
Thanks.
Hey, that'll do it for this hour of the Bryant Park Project. Thanks so much for listening. We appreciate it. But guess what? It doesn't even stop here. There's so much more BPP goodness online. We are online all of the time at npr.org/Bryant Park. Go there. Join the conversation. We talk about all kinds of interesting, provocative, fun stuff. I'm Rachel Martin, and this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.